everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. We are ready to launch another week of Buckmaster shows here on Monday, August 11th, 2014. Hope you had a great weekend. So far this monsoon, the summer thunderstorm season has just been a dud. I officially declare it. Really weird. It's like July was like the combination of the way July and August normally is around here, and then August has turned out to be more like September. Bottom line, we need the rain. The Buckmaster Show live each weekday, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. The Voice, we're streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and that means you don't need to be right in front of a radio. If you're by a computer, you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at buckmastershow.com. We'll get things rolling with the Monday Political Face-Off. The team today is Vince Robigo and Bruce Ash. Then we're going to talk with the new provost at the Pima Community College. She's very excited about the progress Pima is making. And we'll hear from the new provost about 12:30. Then Sherry Henry joins us at about 12:45. Sherry is the state tourism director. We'll talk about Arizona tourism. The Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. The Facebook page as we approach 3,600 friends. Now, Bill Buckmaster, we're easy to find on Facebook. Well, every Monday we do the Monday Political Face-Off. The team today, Bruce Ash is seated to the right of me. Bruce is in his third term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. He's recently returned from the 3 or 4 day meetings back in Chicago for the National Republican Committee. And Vince Robigo is with us, longtime Democrat Party activist. Vince is chair of the Hispanic Coalition of the Democratic Party of Pima County. Want to remind you that the Political Face-Off is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. I saw Moe and his fine family on Saturday. They wanted me to extend my best wishes to all the Buckmaster Show listeners. Very pleased with the number of people we send over to Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at Moe's Gallery. And on Facebook. Vince, how are you?
Doing great, doing great.
And Bruce, welcome back from Chicago, my hometown.
Thanks very much. It was lovely. Went to the Field Museum. Oh, I went to the Shedd Aquarium.
Very nice.
And boy, it was beautiful there. And Bill, I think you may get your wish tonight for rain. It's like a 50% chance of rain tonight.
Even if we do get a little, Vince, do you kind of second what I'm saying?
You've
been around a long time.
I've been around.
You grew up in Douglas.
Sure, I miss
the old
days.
Have you ever kind of seen an August like this?
No. It seems to be every year. It seems to be a little less. And I know that down in Douglas, they did get a couple hours of good rain yesterday. But, you know, just like I think the headline on the Arizona Republic today was, you know, this month, soon is a drop in the bucket of the drought.
Mm-hmm.
So I do tend to agree, and you know, you also see it how it affects the outdoors when I'm out there. You know, every year it's tough when you're either just enjoying the outdoors or deer hunting or whatever it might be. You see the effects of the drought. So we definitely need more rain.
And I was thinking about that even before the headline. So maybe I've got some kind of a news ESP, because Bruce, last night I was thinking about what are we going to talk about with you and Vince, and I thought, I want to start with this kind of this nasty Republican six-way primary that has gotten, it's gotten a lot of name-calling and everything. And then I pick up the Star this morning, and here's the front page story about the Republican, Arizona Republican Party Chair, Robert Graham, saying kind of like, okay, folks, time out. Let's kind of get this under control, or we risk electing Democrat Fred Duvall in November. What do you think, Bruce Ash?
Robert's a good chairman. He's done a great job, I think, framing the issue at hand that you've just discussed, Bill. When you have a six-person primary, things can get a little dicey. And, you know, the real front runners, I think, are beginning to become self-evident. And I'm optimistic that if they play by the rules, the rule, what do they call it, the marquee rules, you know, the old boxing mm-hmm. rules, if they play by the right rules between now and Election Day, we're gonna have a much stronger field. But, you know, at least Republicans have primaries.
Well, Vince, one thing I don't understand is the marquee, speaking of marquee, the marquee issue that has emerged in the Republican governor's race about immigration. Correct me, Vince, but isn't immigration largely a federal issue that a state governor would have very little control over?
You know, it is, and that's been some of the sniping that you've seen going back and forth, you know, on the GOP side of the aisle. I'm not sure if it was, you know, Mayor Smith has commercials out talking about how Christine Jones is talking about using satellites, like Arizona has a fleet of satellites on the border. And
dial up another Arizona drone.
Sure,
right?
Sure. And then there's another. I'm not sure who's attacking her for the issue of sending the bill to Obama. And I'm not sure if that's an outside group, you know, which, of course, in the past, you know, Governor Brewer has made big fanfare out of these issues and gotten political headway saying we're going to send a bill to the federal government. We're building a fence on our own. All those sorts of things, that's red meat, and Bruce can correct me if I'm wrong, but that's certainly is red meat in terms of social issues and pushing those issues for candidates on in the GOP primary. But, you know, what's interesting is to see that article today by the Republican state chairman talking about, the infighting and the mudslinging that's going on. You know, we have just over 2 weeks left. We have about 17 days left in the primary. And I don't think you're going to see it stop. I think you're going to see it escalate. So the question is going to be, you know, who comes out a winner in that race? I know that I think it was Mayor Smith had just gotten the endorsement of Governor Brewer mm-hmm. just recently. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's one of those situations of a little too late. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of the aisle, and to respond to what Bruce has said in terms
about
of
Democrats not having primaries.
Sure. In fact, there was a lot of pre-election jockeying, and there certainly were names that were in the mix, including Chad Campbell, leader from the Democratic leadership, you know, at the legislature. Some people had been floating Carmona, but ultimately people coalesced around Fred Duvall. He's a strong candidate, and I think the coalescing is not a question of whether or not Democrats aren't denying anybody a primary. Anybody could have run, and certainly when I ran, there was a race of three running for attorney general 4 years ago. So it's not the case that Democrats don't have primaries, and we've seen that in the past. In fact, that's just simply not the case. But people are coalescing behind Fred Duvall. As to whether or not all the mudslinging on the GOP aisle helps him or not, I don't know that it helps anybody in politics to have mudslinging. It doesn't help the Republicans. It doesn't help the Democrats. People become more and more dissatisfied with the electoral process. They don't want to see this. They want to hear plans and visions for how we're going to, you know, bring jobs. To the extent that like, for example, Fred Duvall has been pushing these issues of you know, an education plan, a jobs plan, he could then gets drowned out by all the mudslinging. So it doesn't help Fred Duvall, certainly. So I'm not sure Bruce has a different opinion on that.
Is
but
it tarnish,
I think the voters just don't like it.
Is this tarnishing the image, Bruce, or what?
Well, thanks for an opportunity to speak, Vince. This election should be about solutions. And I had the opportunity to hear Governor Mike Pence from Indiana and Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin speak last week. And these are two prime examples of Republican governors. Remember, 18 out of the top 20 performing states in terms of corporate earnings and new tax revenues and balanced budgets are Republican-dominated states with Republican governors and Republican legislatures. Whoever our candidate, our nominee, comes out of this primary, that person ought to have solutions. And I'm confident. I hear a lot of very, very good ideas coming from the top candidates in our primary. And I think it's good to have discussions. I think it's good to have an airing out of issues. I agree with Robert Graham. This ought not be the gotcha sort of primary that we're seeing so far. But I think that the winner in this primary is going to have solutions. Buried in all of the rhetoric, buried in all the mudslinging with each of the three kind of top front runners here are solutions. And that's what Governor Pence, that's what Governor Walker have been emphasizing. And I think this is how you win elections. And you win elections in gubernatorial races, not just by using your mouth, but by using your ears.
I want to read a quote that's in the Washington Times from your meeting back east in Chicago. This is Washington Times quoting Bruce Ash about political independence. And you said, Bruce, how could anyone in America today be truly politically independent if they have a brain or a heart? If someone cannot make up their mind which side they are pulling for today, they probably lack a brain, a heart, and can't be trusted to cast a ballot intelligently.
Yeah, where's the Independent Party headquarters? Tell me where the independent candidates are running for Congress or for state senator or any of these other offices. Tell me who you send a complaint to when the independent senator from Arizona or the independent senator from California makes a bad vote. Lots of people have decided that they want to play both ends against the middle. There's lots of states that don't even have voter registration. You can show up at a primary polling place and just be whoever you want to be at that moment and then change your vote in the general election to vote for whoever you want. Now, hey, that's what states decide. There are 10th Amendment rights that individual states have, obviously.
Okay.
But it is troubling, though, when independents come in, as they have in several states, and have goofed up primary elections for the party's nomination.
But Vince, Bruce is risking alienating a lot of people with that comment.
Well, Bruce represents the Republican Party, and if it's that's their position as to independence, that's their position. I know on the Democratic side of the aisle,
it's a position in a primary.
In the primary,
we encourage everybody to vote in a general election, and unfortunately, independents don't vote nearly as high percentages as Republicans or Democrats do. I like people who register Democrats. You know where they stand. I like people who register as Republicans. You know where they stand.
Okay,
well,
Vince,
and so. From our perspective, we've been against, the Democratic Party has been against limiting participation in the right to vote.
Really? Is that why you have as many non-competitive districts?
Please let Vince.
Go ahead, Bruce. I didn't.
Let Vince.
No, I'm happy to hear what he said.
No,
I'll respond.
No, I'm kind of a zero tolerance policy today. One at a time. It works better. Go ahead, Vince.
In terms of increasing, Democrats believe in increasing participation.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce's goals about trying to focus it in on the primary. From my perspective, people are going to vote in the primary, and they're also going to vote in the general. If we can get them to vote, so. To alienate them, they're going to come back and vote in the general also. So when you say that and you're trying to close a primary, I understand the goal. I understand what he's saying. But my position, I think the Democratic Party's position has been we want more participation. Despite being the greatest nation on earth, we struggle when it comes to having civic participation. And we see in Arizona the people that are registering no party, independent, so to speak, are far outpacing both Democrats and Republicans. So something is out of whack. I believe more participation is better. Democrats believe people ought to be able to participate, whether it be in the primaries or in the general. And we don't believe in limiting the process. And I respect Bruce's right to have their position on what he mm-hmm. explained earlier, and we understand that. We just disagree, and that's good to have an example, a clear example of a difference between the Democratic Party and the GOP.
All right. Bruce, you will be up next when we come back after the break on the Political Face-Off. Vince Robigo is with us, and Bruce Ash. We'll be right back on this Monday afternoon, 790-2040, if you'd like to get in on the conversation. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views.
But large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
No, no, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training, because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
There's only one Los Changuitos Feos, and there's only one 50th anniversary concert, Saturday, August 23rd at the TCC Music Hall. Don't miss this celebration of Tucson's own internationally renowned youth mariachi. Mariachi Cobre comes back from Disney World to its Tucson roots for this extraordinary event. Los Changuitos Feos 50th anniversary concert, Saturday, 7 p.m., August 23rd at the TCC Music Hall. Tickets available at the TCC box office or online through Ticketmaster.
Welcome back to the Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Check out Moe's for all your great framing operations that you need done. He can take care of it over at Fort Lowell and Dodge and on Facebook and moesgallery.com. Vince Robigo is here and Bruce Ash. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. Terry would like to make a comment. Terry called us on 790-2040. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes, Bruce, I love you to death. I've been there and done that with the Republican Party, but listen, I'm an independent with conservative leanings, and in America, you could pretty much damn well be what you want to be. You don't have to be a loyal one-party, all-time system. My wife was precious. She's deceased, but she was a Democrat. I switched to Democrat. She would switch to Republican. It's the person, not the party. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Terry, we kind of lost you there, but I think what Terry's saying, Vince, is that a lot of independents kind of feel that way. It's the person. I hear that a lot.
Well, I think that's true. And I don't disagree with Bruce in the sense that you would rather know where people stand. I agree with that idea. Mm-hmm. But we just disagree on what the answer is. Mm-hmm. Bruce wants, they want to shut it down and kind of close it off. And we believe that, I think we believe that we just have to do a better job of inviting more people in.
Okay, Bruce, and
No, actually, just the opposite, Vince, with all due respect. When you force people to make up their minds and make a decision on party registration is when you get greater participation. And we've seen that happen in state after state who still do have closed primaries and closed conventions, caucus kind of setups. So I think that the idea is to have more participation. What we have in Arizona, unfortunately, with all of the efforts, whether it be term limits, clean elections, you know, this independent redistricting committee, is we've really lost some of the political competition that once existed. We've altered the rules significantly. And in Arizona, for example, there really are only three competitive state legislative races. Okay, that's wrong, both for Republicans as well as for Democrats. I think we want to get more people participating in this. And the way you do it is to force people to make a decision. They can re-register and do whatever they want the day after if that's what they want. Mm-hmm. But if they feel passionately about a candidate, they ought not be able to just kind of willy-nilly go wherever they want. And it forces people to kind of pay attention and be invested and involved in a primary campaign and get more participation. I would want, just like the Democrats want, more people involved. I think that's just another strategy in order to do it.
Well, yeah, I still stand by what I said. I think the caller has a very valid point. You know, this is America. People get to choose. And if they don't, if you're going to lock them out, the Republican Party wants to lock them out, that's fine. Democrats are not for that. So, again, just an example of a difference of opinion as far as Democrats and Republicans.
Then I wonder why the Democratic Party right now, and I get this on very, very good, reliable information. They're aligning all of their party rules for 2016 to favor a Hillary Clinton nomination. They are gearing a convention to a New York City, actually a Brooklyn, New York convention, again, to favor a Hillary Clinton candidacy.
But that's the question of whether or not one party is going to support one Democrat versus another, or if there is a clear front runner. So, for example, the front runner in this case was Fred Duvall, and everyone coalesced behind him. That's entirely different, Bruce, than what we're talking about here. We're talking about shutting out independents. That's a different question. So it doesn't have any bearing on what we're talking about.
The Democrats' strategy has changed significantly to close ranks and to offer fewer candidates as opposed to more candidates.
And the Republican convention will be in Cleveland. That was decided at the—
We signed the contract on Friday.
Well, some might say Ohio being a key state, that's why the convention's in Ohio.
No, they actually put on conventions are about, whether it's Republican or Democrat, they are about the city being the bank, okay? Mm-hmm. The city is the bank. The client is the candidate who wins the nomination, and the client the contractor is the political party who puts on the convention. Cleveland was able to demonstrate that they had the most money to offer, the most options available for us, and they were willing to move heaven and earth. They've already guaranteed, either in cash on deposit or in irrevocable letters of credit, nearly $40 million of the $60 million needed to run that convention. And that is a compelling story. Dallas couldn't do that. Denver couldn't do that. Phoenix couldn't do that. Las Vegas couldn't do that. The businessmen, citizens of Cleveland decided, and Ohio decided, they were going to go out and get this convention, and that's what they did.
But still, Ohio, I mean, an added benefit is that Ohio—
We have had conventions, Bill and Vince, in swing states, in battleground states, like all the way back into the 70s. Okay. We've won one of those elections where we specifically tried to get an advantage in a swing state.
Yeah, that's irrelevant as far as I'm concerned. The bottom line is, what do voters think about where you're going as a party, as an elected leader? You have on the Republican side of the aisle a distrust of independent voters. You heard that in the quote, because the quote that Bruce gave to the Washington Times, you can't just say that limits it to the primaries. It applies to all the time. I mean, if you're not going to register on one party, the GOP, through their representative here, doesn't trust them voting, doesn't think they can vote intelligently because they're not picking a side. We disagree. Democrats disagree.
When people get their news from The Daily Show and from the Colbert Report and not from their newspaper, which they're not reading anymore, and not from regular cable news, I think that's a problem.
That's a fundamentally, go ahead.
And we're making presidential elections into cultural elections and not about politics and not about future policy of our country.
Well, but the difference is that you're talking about symptoms and issues. The fact of the matter is that the printed media is in decline. That's not a
Internet's
result of what
decline?
That's not a result of this political system, the way it works. The rise of the internet and the rise of cable TV shows and the fact that people are getting their news sources in alternative formats, that's not a symptom of the problem we're talking about here. This is a different issue in terms of how are Democrats, how are Republicans going to reach out to other voters. If people want to run in a primary, I'm all for it. Let them run. If they don't and people want to back out of a primary like Chad Campbell stepped aside and then is back in Fred Duvall, that's a different question.
I'm a party person. I know how that works when party leadership decides that they don't want a certain guy to run and they want another guy to run.
All right. Can you address this quickly, Vince, a caller who did not want to go on the air? How can people trust the Democrats when they don't put up candidates? They just pick one person. That's not democracy.
Well, I understand that the caller's concern, but that's not what's happening. That's the difference is people get out there. The Democratic Party does not control, no matter what Bruce says, who wants to run. We have contested primaries in other races. There's a primary for superintendent of public instruction. I'm supporting David Garcia, for example.
Right.
There's a primary there statewide, and there's, I think, at least one other primary for Senate. But the bottom line is if you have somebody who's already in office and running and doing a good job, people don't want it against them. The party doesn't control that.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming today for the Monday Political Face-Off. Vince, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, both of you.
And Bruce, thanks a lot
My
for being
pleasure,
with
thank
us.
You.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Check out Moe for all your custom frame mirrors. I can heartily recommend that Moe does a great job. He did all our bathroom custom frame mirrors. Art for your walls, picture framing, and of course hanging services. They'll come out and do the whole thing. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Check it out. We'll be right back. We're going to find out what's going on with Pima Community College. We'll talk with the new provost as Buckmaster continues on Monday.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
It's 12:35 on the Buckmaster Show, our Monday edition, getting things rolling this new week on AM 1030, KVOI The Voice, and we're also streaming our show at buckmastershow.com, my website, and the station's website, kvoi.com. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show live line, Dr. Erica Holmes. Dr. Holmes, as of July 1st, became Pima Community College's new provost and executive vice chancellor for academic and student affairs. Dr. Holmes comes to Tucson from Kennedy King College in Chicago. Dr. Holmes, how are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well today. Thank you for this opportunity to speak with you and the community.
Well, we want to learn a little bit about you, and I think one of the first questions would be with Pima, with its most recent troubled past, this job, your new provost job, some might have shied away from getting involved at Pima. Why did you want this job, Dr. Holmes?
Well, first of all, when I moved to Pima Community College, it's a college that's been the staple of the community for more than 40 years. And probation is an opportunity for the college to examine every aspect of the college, to look at what works well, what needs to be improved. And it's also a time for all of the college constituents to come together and examine all of those things. So when I looked at the opportunity, I saw it as a good opportunity. I have a lot of experience and background in working with accreditation, and some institutions where I've worked, we've had to overcome similar obstacles. So when I looked at it, I looked at the opportunity as a whole. And being here in Tucson and working at Pima Community College is certainly a great opportunity. And there's some good things coming out of the HLC study and self-review. And the college is making a turn and is getting back on track and providing great services to students and the community.
So I was going to say this self-examination perhaps is a silver lining in all of this.
Well, in all instances, you try to always provide avenues for continuous improvement. Sometimes we know motivation is internal, and sometimes motivation is external. But we have to look at compliance as a whole. And the college has seriously done that. And the college has put in place a lot of new procedures and processes that helps the students and helps the college overall. And through Chancellor Lambert's leadership, the college has refocused and set strategic directions for the future, and the college is certainly on the right track at this point.
So the final version of that report that officials are hoping will help the school get off probation, that has now been delivered to the Chicago-based Higher Learning Commission. Now, they're planning a visit, I understand, to Pima in mid-September. What are you expecting? How is that going to go?
That's correct. The report has been delivered. The on-site visit is scheduled September 15th through the 17th. And what we are expecting from that visit is to have different meetings with constituents, internal and external. So we will have a visiting team of 9 people to come. They will talk to students, faculty, staff, community members, and they will be gathering additional input, additional to what was provided in the self-study report. And I will add that the self-study report is a very comprehensive document. It represents the work of literally hundreds of people who collaborated and came together to review all of the processes at Pima Community College, and it's a really good representation of how Pima Community College provides students services.
Dr. Holmes, what's the timeline then after the September visit? What will happen toward the end of the year? And then working toward, of course, a final decision from the Higher Learning Commission.
So in December, following the visit, the chancellor and a small team of people from Pima Community College will have a meeting in Chicago. The board meeting will then take place later in February of next year. And then from that point, we will move forward with any recommendations from the commission.
What were some of the highlights out of that self-study report, some of the bullet points that you think were very important, Dr. Holmes?
So some of the things that have been created, these are initiatives to improve access to the college and student success. So I will say they were not only created as a result of HLC, but these initiatives were created because they are best practices and opportunities to improve and to help our students. One of them is a comprehensive study of the student services was conducted. And through that process, the goal was to find ways to welcome and engage and mentor students as they pursue their educational journeys. We looked at advising, completion, career focus, career placement, internships. And so that was a very much needed and very successful comprehensive review of student services. The college will be implementing some of those things this fall. Another thing that came as a result was a developmental education redesign. There's a real focus attention to increase the visibility of developmental education. So we want to provide pathways for our students for completion, provide flexible offerings to the students to help them move from one course to another and ultimately to degree completion.
Dr. Erica Holmes is with us. Dr. Holmes, Pima Community College Provost and Executive Vice Chancellor for Academic and Student Services. What kind of changes, if any, will students find as school begins here very shortly at Pima Community College on the multiple campuses around town?
I think students will find upon entering the college different sense of morale. I think that through all of this collaboration and teamwork, it certainly has had a change in the college climate, and I think that would be very noticeable to students. I think students will see from district office staff a more visible presence on the college campuses as we strive to provide resources that the campuses need to implement the academic programs. I think students will see an ease of registration processes and also different ways in which they can enroll in classes, the flexibility of classes, whether it be online classes or hybrid classes or seated classes. I think overall students will see continuous improvement through the college through its dedicated faculty and staff and everybody involved in the student experience.
What do you think of Tucson and your first month here, Dr. Holmes? What are some of your impressions?
Well, I found Tucson to be a place that was very welcoming, and I appreciate the transition. I had a lot of people who embraced me as I arrived here, who have been willing to collaborate both internal in the college and external. I've had an opportunity to meet with some of the K-12 leaders and leaders at the university. So I'm really excited about the opportunities here in Tucson. I'm excited about the new direction of the college and the opportunities for collaboration. It really is a beautiful place to work, and Pima Community College is just a wonderful place to work and for students to study. So I have been very pleased with the transition, and I'm glad I'm here, and I look forward to more collaboration and communication with the community at large.
Well, it sounds like you're very optimistic and sound like Pima is on the right track at this point. And certainly we welcome you to the community, Dr. Holmes. Want to wish you all the best of luck and hope to speak with you again in the near future. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Erica Holmes, she is now the provost at Pima Community College. She is also the executive vice chancellor for Academic and Student Services. Coming up now on 1245 on the Buckmaster Show, we will switch gears, going from education to tourism, one of the state's bread and butter industries. How are we doing? Are things starting to rebound? We're going to find out when we talk with the head of the state tourism department on the Buckmaster Show right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of Five Star Termite and Pest Control. You know, the other day I went out in my garage and I saw a cockroach on his back, just the way I like to view a cockroach. And just before he expired, he looked up at me and said, "The Five Star Technician got me." Adios, cucaracha.
We're Five Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Coming up now on 10 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon on the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. We're also live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and the podcast will be available within about an hour of its conclusion again at buckmastershow.com. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson to historic Silver City, known for its vibrant arts community. Downtown Silver City hosts a variety of galleries, gift shops, historic buildings, fine dining, and quaint homes. There's plenty of great accommodations in Silver City, places like Casitas de Gila, guest houses, and Fayetteville Hot Springs Resort. You can find out about the great places to go and things to do and places to stay by checking out their website, southwestnewmexico.org. Now let's talk about Arizona tourism. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line is Sherry Henry. Sherry is the state tourism director. Sherry, how are you today?
I am just great. How are you today?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. How is tourism? Are we starting to bounce back to those levels of the pre-recession levels of 2008, Sherry?
We are finally bouncing back. Our numbers for this past calendar year of 2013, we have 39.1 million visitors. And that actually finally exceeded the last big number we had, which was back in 2007. So
wow.
We're just slightly up, finally, over what we were doing at the 2007 before the recession hit.
And how much did those folks, those 39.1 million people who spent at least one night within the Grand Canyon State in 2013, how much money did they leave for all of us who live and work here?
They left $19.8 billion.
Whoa.
Direct traveler spending.
Oh,
again,
my goodness.
That is the highest travel spending number that we have ever experienced.
Well, it may seem like a lot, Sherry Henry, but I think, and I think you would agree with me, we can do a lot better when it comes to tourism. After all, it is Arizona, and look what we're selling.
I know. It is one of the greatest destinations in the world, and that is why we do advertise it as a world-class destination. And you're right. You know, we are certainly looking to find ways that we can be even more successful. And one of those is research. We're finally at the point where we can start doing some really great research and find out, you know, who are those people that have the greatest propensity and desire to come to Arizona. And let's use that laser beam to target them and put that shotgun away.
How do we promote Arizona as more than just the Grand Canyon? And really, a lot of people flying into Phoenix really for the baseball and the spring training, they never really go beyond the valley. But we'd like to get some of that business down here, Sherry Henry.
Well, we're lucky in that the Arizona Office of Tourism has the ability to work with all of our partners throughout the entire state, including, obviously, the wonderful metropolitan Tucson area. And congratulations, by the way, on your new streetcar.
Thank you.
Sounds like I can't wait to ride on that. It sounds like so much fun. And so we do. We're, you know, we could not be successful if we were not able to partner and leverage our dollars. Because Arizona itself is such an amazing destination from a diversity standpoint that we want to make sure that we have the opportunity to tell that diversity story, not just domestically and even within the state itself, but internationally as well. So we work with all of our partners. You know, the Visit Tucson Bureau has always been one of our greatest partners. And, you know, we know what they're doing. They know what we're doing. We travel together. We advertise together. You know, because tourism actually impacts all 15 counties throughout the state, we have special programs just for rural communities so that we can help them tell their message. And I think that's probably one of our greatest challenges is that Arizona is so diverse that it has a very mixed message and that there are so many different things here for people to do. You know, we talk about the spring baseball coming into the Phoenix metro area. We run a special campaign from the Office of Tourism just to encourage those visitors to get out of Maricopa County and see the rest of the state.
You know, the budget actually declined for, and I'm not happy about this. I'm a huge proponent of, I think there should be more money spent on tourism, getting tourism to Arizona. But we were down a little bit, weren't we? I think we had about $7 million from the legislature, then about $6.3 million from tribal gaming revenue sharing. I'm curious, Sherry Henry, how does that compare to some of our other states, neighboring states even? What are they spending on tourism, say New Mexico, for example?
Well, New Mexico and Utah and Colorado are probably our immediate competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And they are basically outspending us at this point. Utah just got an increase. They'll be at $15 million coming into this next fiscal year. So we have to work even harder, obviously. But again, we do have the advantage of working with our partners. And we also make an effort that whatever money we're spending on our advertising, we're talking about just pure advertising, whether that's print, media, digital, et cetera, in that there is value add. So that if we spend $100,000, we expect to have value add somewhere near that same number. And when we can take that kind of addition and then add it to our leverage from the partners, it enables us to build a stronger messaging because even though we may not have as many hard dollars, we have those additional leverage dollars. But yeah, I mean, I think that that's our mission in the future is to find ways, find more resources, not only capital, but human as well, so that we can gain back some of the market share that we lost during that recession and put Arizona back up where we believe it should be so that the numbers that we're talking about today, which we're very proud of, and we're very happy to finally see them after 5-6 years of you know, those low numbers, is to really grab hold and start outdrawing all of our competitors. I mean, that would be our ultimate goal.
How about your targeting? Where are you looking at right now? What markets are you targeting, Sherry?
Well, we have a national campaign which will kick off in October, and it'll run for about 5 or 6 months. So that goes across the country. And then we have three target cities, again, based on some very extensive research. And this year they will be Chicago, Minneapolis, and Seattle. And then we have our international program in advertising that we do, again, leveraging our dollars with Brand USA, the new marketing organization that is selling the United States internationally. So we will have our message out in the international market as well. Canada and Mexico are still our two, obviously, largest international markets. And through our affiliation with Brand USA, we'll be able to continue a consumer advertising program in both Canada and Mexico.
Well, that international flight, certainly there are flights from Mexico and Canada into Phoenix, and that international flight that British Air runs out of London has to help as far as European travelers, doesn't it, Sherry?
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, that nonstop flight into London, which I've had the pleasure of riding a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the jumping off part to overseas travel. You know, if you can fly nonstop into London and get into Heathrow, you can go anywhere from there in the rest of the world. And that flight has been so successful, it only ran for 6 days a week until this past year, and they upped it to seven. So it is now running 7 days a week. Of course, we're very fortunate now to have additional coverage into Mexico, Mexico City, as well as Guadalajara. And that helps. Anytime you can add additional air service, then you have that opportunity to gain more of that visitation.
All right. And we're going to be talking about air service here in Tucson. That will be one of our featured subjects when we talk with the people at Tucson International Airport on Wednesday. Sherry Henry, thank you very much for spending part of your lunch hour with us.
Well, and thank you so much for your interest, and thank you for your wonderful support of tourism. Please know that we very much appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Sherry Henry with us,
the
State Tourism Director, talking about an industry I'm very, very bullish on, and that is Arizona tourism. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan Better Water Pure and Simple. Culligan for all your business and residential water needs. Thank you, Culligan, all of our in-studio guests. Enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water, as do all of the employees here at KVOI and Good News Communications. Again, Culligan, thank you for your support. Tomorrow morning, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. Actually, the local talk continues this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. The Daily Double Show, a new, relatively new talk show with Christy Simone, 8 to 9, and then producer Rosemary Brandt will be back at the control board on the other side of the glass, and then I'll be here hosting the Buckmaster Show for you at 12:04 tomorrow. Rose and I wish you the best this afternoon. Talk with you tomorrow.
Intelligent Talk 24/7. AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.